Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye.
Our guest in the World Cafe today, Mark Oliver Everett, or E, the leader of the band Eels, is by his own admission a little obsessive. Lucky for us that it's always been about music. He's been making albums since 96, and I'm pretty sure that Wonderful Glorious is his 11th, but I'm sure he'll correct me. In 2008, he wrote his autobiography.
10th.
See, I knew you would. In 2008, he wrote his autobiography, Things the Grandchildren Should Know. The BBC produced a documentary about E and his astrophysicist dad, and he released a best-of compilation of Eels music. Since then, he's released a trilogy, Hombre Lobo, End Times, and Tomorrow Morning. It's been a couple of years since the last Eels record, and we are very, very happy that Wonderful Glorious is here and that he's back touring. Will you please welcome to the World Cafe, Eels.
Every time I find myself in this old bind, watching the death of my hopes, in the ring so long, gonna prove I'm wrong. I'm not knocked out, but I'm on the ropes. I've got enough fight left inside this tired heart to win this one and walk out on my feet. No retreat. I may never get everything I bet, but I'm a man who always copes. I'm hurting bad and fighting mad. I'm not knocked out, but I'm on the ropes. Everything that I hold near and dear to me is riding on this moment here and now. I know how. Inside this tired heart to win this one and walk out on my feet. No defeat. Gonna feel so good when it's understood. Behold the rebirth of my hopes. In the ring so long, gotta prove I'm wrong. I'm not knocked out, but I'm on the ropes. A happy accident, me running into you, was off of my beaten path, got lost from my crew. my element. Lost hold of the wheel. I didn't anticipate a pleasant ordeal. I was getting tired of always being alone. Good thing that I've always been so accident prone. What made me go that way? Well, I really don't know. Who do I have to thank? To what do I owe? I was feeling so bereft, all my chances blown. Good thing that I've always been so accident prone. I was getting tired of always being alone. Good thing that I've always been so accident prone. A happy accident, me running into you. Who do I have to thank? To what do I owe?
Thank you.
Couple from Wonderful Glorious, the new Eels album, and Mark Oliver Everett and company are our guests today on the cafe. Now those two, Mark, not so Wonderful Glorious at that stage of the record, I guess.
Well, I can see where you're going. It was little bit not indicative of the album title, but it's a little bit of a journey, if you will.
Indeed.
It's it starts with bombs dropping, and you're trying not to let one hit you, and then we all go through these daily troubles. And eventually, if you're lucky, one of those bombs might have been one of the best things that ever happened to you.
If you're accident prone. This album was preceded by the trilogy, which came out really, really quickly, one after another. And then we mentioned, the autobiography and the film. There was a lot going on. And the best of. And so there was kind of a lot of summing up. And I would think that might freak out an artist to kind of do that much kind of looking back and summation. Like, where are you going to go to next? Did you have any of that?
Yes, you're right. It did. It is hard to figure out where you go from there. Well, it was tough. I spent about a year just waiting to, see if anything was going to come up that made sense. And then I finally decided, well, I'll just do something I haven't done before. I'll make a plan that is to have no plan. And I just called these guys up and said, let's meet on this particular date and just see what happens. And that was the whole inspiration.
And you also, didn't you approach things a little bit differently in that there hadn't been quite so much co-writing? I mean, writing with...
That's right. Everybody that here is a songwriter on the album. So you must treat them with the respect that accords.
But that leaves you to fill in with the lyrics, as usual, right?
Yeah, they don't have that much interesting to say. So, they're musicians.
That's the kind of respect you're talking about here.
Please mute Chet's microphone. I feel like he's about to say something.
And what kind of a writer are you? Are you like a wait for the inspiration kind of guy, or do you put on your eye shade and go to work?
Both things can work for me. Sometimes you say, like, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I'm going to go downstairs and try to write something. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And then the other thing is you're in the middle of doing something in your life and you're suddenly struck with inspiration and it ruins whatever you're doing in your life and you have to pay attention to it.
All right. Let us hear more. Speaking, well, I happen to know the set list, and there's, to me, the happiest song on the album is coming up next.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you didn't perceive it as a bummer. Yeah. It's not meant to be one.
That was a long, cold night, but then the sun came out to thaw the ice. Open the window, man, and smell the peach blossom, the tiger lily, the marigold. Oh, look at her, she's got something to say. And I can't wait to hear it. Won't let her get away. Smell the peach blossom, the tiger lily, the marigold. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You gotta love what's happening here. There ain't nothing for me to fear. Smell the peach blossom, the tiger lily, the marigold. Open the window, man, and smell the peach blossom, the tiger lily, the marigold. Smell the peach blossom, the tiger lily, the marigold. Open the window, man, and smell the peach blossom, the tiger lily, the marigold.
Wow, this is great. I want to thank our audience of special producers. This is fabulous, eh? What? This is great. New Eels music today on the cafe. Mark, I was reading that you've crawled out of the basement and you've got yourself a new studio. Tell me about that process and what it's been like.
Well, for many years we made the records in a very small basement. And over the years, it gets piled up with more and more musical instruments. And it turns out musical instruments need people for them to make sounds, and we were running out of room for people. So we were forced into a larger space, and we now have a whole house. that's just dedicated to our musical needs. It's every, like, 16-year-old musician's dream come true. It only took 50 years, but it's coming true.
So there could be, like, a drum room.
Yeah, we got, like, we, you know, there's all sorts. There's, like, a saxophone hutch, and there's a rain stick closet, and clavinet dining room we eat on.
What happens in the kitchen? Just cooking, I hope.
Don't ask.
I want to talk a little bit about distortion, because there's some fabulous distorted bass on Peach Blossom, which you played. And throughout this album, and through many albums, you love to put, like, filters on your voice and stuff. Where did that come from?
It's rare for me to meet a sound I don't like in some way. And it's just one of the things I like. I like broken sounds. I like sounds that make people get up and think there's something wrong with their stereo.
I also wanted to talk, many of your songs are first person, but they're often written in character, and it's a little counterintuitive, but can you kind of reveal more about yourself in character sometimes?
Yeah, I think that's a writer's trick in general, that if you feel like you have a mask on and you're some other character, it frees you up to really get to the heart of the matter and the truth. And of course, in the end, you're probably fooling yourself and you're just completely exposing yourself. But it's a good technique to get there, I think.
I'm sort of paraphrasing here, but apparently there was some review at some point of this album that said that it was not transparent and you weren't revealing stuff. But I've never seen anything you've done that isn't very revelatory.
Who said that?
I don't know.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's feels very transparent to me in each case. And sometimes I am writing a song and I don't think it's my story. It's a character I've invented or whatever. But then years later, I find myself in the exact situation that I was writing about. So I'm more careful about the kind of songs I write because they keep happening to me years later. So I'm working on right now, I'm working on a new one called Me and the Nude Girls in the Pile of $1 Million Bills. So check in with me in a few years.
Eels are our guests today on the cafe, and we got one more.
Making sense,
I'd make a new alphabet.
New Eels, Life's Pretty Good. Mark, thank you guys for playing for us. Thanks.
Thanks so much. This was a lot of fun. The Eels.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.